Hello, hello, guys. Welcome back to the Network Marketing Mastery Podcast. This is episode 39. My name is Matt Hall, for those of you that don't know me. And in this episode, we're going to talk about email marketing, okay? Having an email service provider is, without a doubt, the one tool that I think that every network marketer needs. Everyone who's building in network marketing, direct sales, multi-level marketing, you need to have a place where you can store emails for your leads and people on your team, and a way to deliver those emails in a mass way where they're not considered spam, right? And that's one of the things that separates, you know, you could technically, I guess, just track and keep a big long spreadsheet of all of the emails of every lead that you ever get and people on your team and communicate with them, sending messages through your Gmail account. But when you do that, one, it takes a ton of time, and two, Gmail eventually is going to call you spam, because if you send the same message to a ton of different people without an email service provider, Gmail is going to eventually think that you're just spamming people, and they're going to start automatically sending everything that you send into people's spam folders. Okay, and it's never going to be seen, right? How often do you check your spam folder? So having an email service provider really you avoid that problem. It's a professional service that is made to send out emails to people. Okay. Now let's talk about why email. Why email? I mean, you could argue, you know, I just have everybody like my Facebook page, and then that I update everyone on my Facebook page about different promotions that we're having. And, you know, that's where I funnel all my leads. But guys, Facebook pages get very, very low percentage engagement and viewership. So if you have 1,000 people that like your Facebook page, on average, you're going to have around 100 people actually seeing your post when you post them, because Facebook has an algorithm where it will only show your post to people that it thinks really want to see them. Even if those people have said that they want to see them, they might not see those posts if they're not constantly liking and commenting and sharing your stuff. So email is a platform that you control, right? We're not building on somebody else's playground. You own your email list when you start, when you create a list. And email is still it's proven to be the most intimate way to connect with people online. We guard our email addresses. We only give them to people that we want to hear from, right? And it's still the most trusted place where the most sales happen from. So it's pretty rare. Think about it. Do you scroll through your Facebook feed, see a product, and buy it right there? Probably not. You probably need more information. And so email has been proven over and over again to be the best way to nurture people and help them go down a sales process. Okay, so we're going to talk about some different ways that you could use an email service provider and how it works. One of the things that is very it's a huge plus, is you can create what's called an autoresponder sequence, okay? So that would be a series of 20, 30, 50 emails, however many you want to write, that anytime you add somebody to a list or anytime they add themselves to one of your lists, your email service provider is going to automatically put them in this sequence and send them the first email the first day that they're signed up, the second email maybe 2 days later or whenever you have it set up to send. And then every week, maybe after that, it could send them an email or whatever you decide to set it up as. It can send them these pre-crafted emails that are teaching people about what you have to offer, okay? And those autoresponders can be a fantastic way to nurture a lead to become a customer. They can be a fantastic way to nurture new builders. You could have a new builder list where you have a series of emails that slowly educate people and teach them about the comp plan and teach them about their first steps. You could have a sequence set up that's, you know, somebody's first 30 days and what they should do every day for their first 30 days. And from the day that they sign up in your business, you put them in that list and it gets them the information that they need and they're looking for, right? And instead of you sitting down one-on-one and just fire hosing somebody and giving them, you know, the whole download on your company, you can kind of spread it out over time, okay? And that's a really, really effective way to do it. So that's one of the things autoresponders are good for. You could also have a lot of people like to do a monthly product newsletter to let their teams know about promotions that are happening. business newsletter to let people, to celebrate the people that are, you know, ranking up in the business, the people that also, you know, offering further training, announcing team calls and things like that. And you may ask, well, why don't I just use my company's, you know, service? Because my back office has a way that I can message people on my team. And the difference is, a lot of times the software behind those websites is not set up in a way that is very effective. And so a lot of times people won't see those messages, or they get put in the spam folder like I was talking about before. And it's also, you cannot add people to, you usually can't add people to those lists that are leads, right? So you need a place to track your leads, not just your team. So one of the things that we've done is, as we travel around and we teach different events, we do giveaways in our events where people, they fill out a little form with their name, their email, and if they're interested in our products, in the opportunity, or, you know, potentially getting a wholesale account. There's a couple different questions, but people fill that out. We collect those leads, and then whether they sign up or not, we put them in our newsletter. So in our product newsletter, where they can get educated more about our products. And I can't tell you how many people, you know, we've gone and done an event and they didn't buy on the spot, but then 10 days later, they've received 7 emails with really high quality information about our products and they've watched different videos, right? And we delivered all of that on autopilot, and then they reach out and they sign up. I can't tell you how many times that's happened. It's often, it's awesome. So you can do that. If you ever do a booth at like a farmer's market or an expo, we did a whole episode about how to do that. And this is a great way to take those leads and nurture them further down the sales process. Okay. All right. So those are some of the ideas of ways that you can use an autoresponder or your email service provider. Really understand, guys, that having a list like this is so valuable. Again, this is a list that you own. So instead of playing on Facebook and just hoping that your posts are getting seen by people, you know, when you get an email, think about it. You don't just scroll past it. You usually clean out your inbox. And so at some point, even if it's not the very moment you get it, at some point you're probably going to open that email and look at what's inside of it and decide if you want to throw it away or read it, right? So it's a very high touch form of communication, because people, they can't just scroll past it. They need to actually click on it to delete it or open it up. So it's a very, very powerful thing. I really think that all of you should be collecting leads. You can also tie your autoresponder or your email service provider. So AWeber, in this case, you could tie AWeber to your lead pages account if you have lead pages. And then you can collect people's names and emails on your website. You can collect names and emails automatically from lead pages. And that's a great way to do it as well. So if you're not collecting, at the end of the day, guys, my message to you is, if you're not capturing emails, if you're not storing your team's emails, you're really missing out on storing a powerful, powerful asset. Now, another thing that I just want to throw into the mix as we kind of wrap up this episode, this is kind of a shorter episode, but this is a paid tool, right? So initially, AWeber is $19 a month, and it goes up over time as your email list grows. As you get into the thousands and thousands of people, it's more of a burden on their system, and so you have to pay them a little bit more. And it's always really affordable, but it is an investment in your business. What I do, though, is I actually get all of that back for free through my list. And so essentially what I do is, we have a list of thousands of people, and at least once a month, in one of the emails that I send out, I have some kind of Amazon affiliate link. Okay, so what that is Amazon, if you go to Google and type in Amazon Associates, you can sign up to be an affiliate of Amazon. And what you can do is, if there's a product that you want to recommend to your list that's on Amazon, or maybe a personal development book that you want to recommend to your team, you can go into your Amazon Associates affiliate account. You can type in the name of the product that you want, and then they'll give you a special link. Okay. And if anytime somebody clicks on that specific link and buys anything from Amazon that day, you're going to get a commission. Okay, so it's not just if they buy that specific item, but let's say I sent out a business newsletter to my team once a month, and once a month I was recommending a different book that I was reading that month. Well, one of the ways that you can offset your costs is instead of just putting a link to the Amazon book, the book on Amazon, put an affiliate link, and you're going to earn anywhere from 4 to 7% on that purchase if they decide to buy that book. Now, this is a really, really powerful tool because not only will Amazon give you 4 to 7% of them buying that book, but even if they don't buy that book, anything that they buy on Amazon within 24 hours of hitting that link, Amazon is going to pay you 4 to 7%, okay? So I have you know, indicated that people should grab a book or that they should grab a specific tool, and they end up going and they end up buying, you know, an iPod, or they end up buying some kind of device, or you know, we all buy random things. I've had a lot of kitchenware, and people will buy kitchenware, and because I referred them to Amazon that day, Amazon gives me a cut of whatever they buy. Okay, so this is just a little way to offset your costs. This isn't a way where initially you're going to make a ton of money, but we do not have a month where we're not earning about $100 a month from these affiliate links in our lists. And we're not spamming products out. We're just, as we offer things that we would offer anyway, we just put an Amazon link there, an affiliate link. And if people decide to buy it, great. If they don't, it's not like we're even, you know, pressuring people to sell anything. It's just an extra way to monetize your audience. And if they're going to pay Amazon anyway, if they knew that they could pay you, that you would get a little cut of their purchase without them having to pay anything extra, do you think that they would want to go through that link for you? Of course they would. Of course they would. So understand that this is a very, very powerful way for you to get your email list for free, right? Because we're spending anywhere from, I don't even know what the exact number is. We're probably in the 30s or $40 a month or whatever it is for our email service provider. But just from those affiliate links, we're getting $100 a month. So we're actually making money, and that's without even really pushing, you know, or anything like that. It's just offering things that we're offering anyway. So that is a little tip for you on how you can get this set up and running and how it can work for you for free as you build your list. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm going to have the show notes for this episode at mattmindset.com/39. And if you feel like this resonates with you, if you feel like you're ready to set up your email service provider, we are affiliates of AWeber. So just like you can be an affiliate of Amazon, we're affiliates for AWeber. And so if you decide to sign up for AWeber, and you go through our affiliate link on our website, I just want to say thank you, because the way it works is at no extra cost to you, we will get a small commission for referring you to AWeber. So realize that all companies out there nowadays, almost all companies out there, they have some version of affiliate offer that you can tap into with your audience if you would like to. So if you do decide to sign up for AWeber and you go through our affiliate link, I want to thank you for that. I hope you've received some education today, something that has, I hope this has benefited you and that you take action. I hope that you get an email service provider, that you start serving your community with newsletters, and hey, this could be a way for you to just make a little bit of spare change on the side of what you're doing. Again, in network marketing, we always teach about multiple streams of income. Well, affiliate marketing is a way for you to very naturally make some extra money on the side as you offer things to your team that will support them and help them succeed. So again, you can check out more about AWeber. You can see our affiliate link and all of this information at mattmindset.com/39. And make sure to tune in for the next episode. On Monday, we're going to be talking about the difference between opening and closing people. Okay, so this is kind of a mindset episode. Well, it is a mindset episode, but it's kind of a mindset shift that I want to help you have in episode 40. Okay, so make sure to tune into that. I think you're going to love it, and we'll see you then. Bye, guys.